In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My beloved in Christ Jesus, as Father Andrew today travels through the Midwest and Ruth, Hodiah Ruth, we keep them in our prayers. But I also want to thank him profoundly for allowing me to share in the grace of serving this divine and holy liturgy with you, for allowing me to serve you, for in serving you, I touch heaven. As we are now in the warm glow of the after feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord, which we celebrated on Thursday, what a glorious feast. Look at the beautiful fruit of the labors. The first fruits. The liturgy of the Transfiguration revealed the whole purpose of our lives here on this earth. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. It is crucial, beloved, that we attend the services of the church, for here our God reveals the deep mysteries to us. If we know the purpose of our life, we will have peace. If we know the purpose of our life, we will not be anxious. We may experience a little bit now and then, but we will not be bound by the anxiety. We will not be depressed if we realize where we are going and set our eyes on that journey and that destination. We will have a joy of anticipation that is unconquerable. If we know who we are, who we were created to be, we will be unshakable. Therefore, beloved in Christ, let us ask every day, every hour, every minute, what is the purpose of our lives here? What are we doing here? Why did God put us on this earth? Let us begin. Let us begin with the Gospel of the Transfiguration from the Holy Gospel of St. Matthew that we read last Thursday. The Lord took Peter, James, and John, his three very prominent disciples, up to the high mountain of Tabor. And there he revealed who he is. He is not just one of the prophets. He is not just a holy man. But he revealed himself as the eternal God who created the heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon. He is the one that breathed life into Adam and made him a living spirit. And God revealed his glory to his disciples. He was transfigured before them. From the Greek word, this feast is called metamorphosis. Metamorphosis means, meta means beyond, but more than that, it means a profound change, beyond the normal, beyond the limits. In the ancient Greek, it meant change. And morphe means form or appearance. His appearance was changed. His face shone brighter than the sun, it says. I had an argument with one of the other priests years ago. He said, this occurred at night. I said, no, it occurred in the middle of the day at high noon because it said he was brighter than the sun. His clothes shone like white lightning. The sun was dark compared to this light. This light is the glory of God. in Hebrew, kabod. Kabod, the glory of God. It is the light of the kingdom of heaven. It is uncreated, unlike what the Latins say. The Latins say this is a created manifestation. We say it is God's divine presence among us. It is a divine and eternal light, not a created light, as St. Gregory Palama says. It is the presence of God himself. With this presence, a peace and a joy came over the disciples, for they realize now the destiny of the human race. They realize the purpose of our lives. It is not, beloved, simply to be good, to live a good life, to live comfortably on this earth, to enjoy ourselves. It is not even to raise good families. All of those things are blessings. All of those things are given to us by God, but it is not, those are not the primary purpose of life. They all exist for one purpose, that we and our families can lay a hold of the mystery of the eternal kingdom of God. That the eternal life of God in Christ Jesus dwells and lives in us. Listen to what St. Paul writes to the Colossians. This is the mystery which has been hidden from the ages. It was hidden from the Hebrews. They had no clue. It was hidden from all the pagans. It was hidden from Socrates and Aristotle, from all of the philosophers. It was hidden from all generations. So this is the mystery, St. Paul writes, that was hidden from the ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his holy ones. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. Christ in you, who is the hope and the glory. There it says everything about the Transfiguration. St. Paul is interpreting what it means. It is the glory of the light of God, which is the kingdom of heaven, which dwells in us. Now man contains the kingdom of heaven, for he contains Christ. This is the pearl of great price. It is the treasure buried in a field in which a man realizes how valuable that treasure is when he comes to it. He will sell everything he has, the Lord says, and buy that field. We spend so much time worrying about what we shall eat and what we shall drink and how we're going to deal with the difficulties in our life. We forget that our calling is much higher. That is my job, to remind you of what that calling is. We forget that, of course, we must work hard to provide for our families. Of course, we must deal with the difficulties. But these things are a drop in the bucket compared to what God has in store for us. If we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all of those things will be added unto us, the Lord promised, God himself promised. If we forget that if we gain the whole world, if we gain all the riches, all the fame, all of the prowess, the scholastic and professional success, and if we gain all of the beautiful things in our homes, but lose our souls, it will not profit us one bit, for all of these things will be dust. They will pass away as we will. This is why there is so much anxiety and depression in this world. The anxiety and depression cannot fundamentally be cured by taking a pill or by human reason. Of course, we go see a good psychologist or psychiatrist, or we even take an antidepressant. Do we not take a Tylenol when we have a terrible headache? How are we going to go to work with a terrible headache? I spent most of my life passing out the Tylenol of surgery so that people could retain their limbs or not have a stroke for a few more years, but only for a few more years. The Tylenol cannot cure what causes the headache, but it is very nice to get rid of it. This can only be cured because at the root of all of this anxiety is the fear of death. This can only be cured by the psychotherapeutis megas, the great psychotherapist, our Lord Jesus Christ. For he is the only one that can take away the fear of death. Therefore, my beloved in Christ Jesus, from this moment, let us each seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness first, second, third. And of course, we take care of our business. We will find peace. Let us seek his kingdom first and foremost here in God's church. I'd like to read you a little bit. I have that in these books back there on the purpose, the nature of the divine liturgy. Let me read. Just as a calm and sheltered harbor provides great security to the ships moored there, so does the Church of God. When people enter it, it snatches them away from worldly affairs as from a storm. Spiritual life. You only need to set foot on the threshold of a church, and at once you are liberated from the cares of daily life. Go on into the church, and a spiritual dew will envelop your soul. The stillness there moves you to awe and teaches you how to live spiritually. It elevates your thoughts and prevents you from remembering things or matters belonging to the present life. It transports you from earth to heaven. And if there is such a great gain from simply being in the church when no service is going on, how much benefit will people derive from being present when the holy apostles proclaim the holy gospel? When Christ stands in our midst, that God the Father receives the mysteries that are performed, and the Holy Spirit gives his own joy. John Chrysostom, 386 AD. With a burning desire, let us cross our hands one on the other and receive into them the body of the crucified one. After touching it with our eyes, our lips, and our forehead, let us partake of the divine coal. Thus the fire of our love will be ignited by the divine coal and burn up our sins and illumine our thoughts and hearts through the participation in the divine fire. We shall catch on fire and be deified. St. John of Damascus in the 8th century. Therefore, beloved, let us seek his kingdom in this church, in the holy liturgies, in the holy communion, where we are of one mind and one heart. This is the miracle that is occurring here. We are of one mind and one heart. This is corporate. This is the body of Jesus Christ, not just me and Jesus. How many times have I said that? Let us seek it in our brothers and sisters, our fellow human beings who are suffering, who are in need, by bringing them this light of love with which we are ignited here, by taking care of their needs, both spiritual and material. Let us seek it by denying ourselves and taking up our cross as we fast. We're in the middle of this fast. But let us fast more from food than from food, from anger, from judgment of others. Let us rejoice when someone insults us. When someone insults us or even injures us, let us rejoice. Why? For as we humble ourselves, the kingdom of heaven will surround
us and hopefully our enemy. Perhaps both will be saved. Let us take the focus off ourselves and begin to think that others are more high than we are, that they're more wonderful, more pious than we are. As we praise and honor others, we will see the glory of God. For this is what Jesus Christ came to do. The light of God will burn brightly in our hearts. Let us not allow sin, the filth of this world. You can't even go down the street without looking at it. Let us not let that filth enter into our bodies and our minds, for it will poison them. We must flee from sin as we flee from a poisonous and foul-smelling gas, for the devil desires to destroy us. My beloved in Christ Jesus, what is the purpose of our life? Seek first, seek second, seek third, the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and the light and peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will fill our hearts, our souls, and our bodies. This is the purpose of our life. Amen.